This year, more than most, polls show voters are concerned about healthcare. And in Tennessee, the state's Medicaid program, known as TennCare, is often a deciding factor. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
For some, TennCare is an abstract policy and budget issue. For Patricia Barrett of Grundy County, it's personal. She couldn't pull the lever for former Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen.
Well, Bredesen throwed everybody off TennCare, and I was one of them.
15 years ago, TennCare was threatening the financial health of the entire state. So Bredesen, a Democrat, cut hundreds of thousands of people off the rolls, including Barrett, who had breast cancer. The heated protests at the time still reverberate in Tennessee's current Senate race. But Democrats are talking about expanding TennCare again, and that's why Ann Nunley voted for former Nashville Mayor Carl Dean to be governor. She's a librarian in the town of Altamont and one of thousands of Tennesseans stuck because the state hasn't accepted federal money to expand TennCare. They're working, but don't qualify for subsidies on the individual marketplace.
I needed $1,200 more dollars to get it. I didn't make enough. And in order to get the TennCare, I made $1.49 too much. I couldn't get it. So we have no insurance.
That's resulted in impossible choices some months.
I can't afford to pay the light bill and get my blood pressure medicine. I can't do it. So I just don't get my medicine that month.
High drug prices are also a concern for Tennessee voters we talked to, along with the government's response to the opioid crisis. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.